When an appeal for support for a new left-wing political party was launched in March, 10,000 people signed up online and Left Unity was born. Billed as a party of working people, the organisation promises to oppose austerity, defend the welfare state and transform the economy. But in an electoral system dominated by a handful of big parties, how likely is Left Unity to change the political landscape? Rebecca Keating went to the party's founding conference.
Left Party got 139 votes and Left Unity got 235 votes. So Left Unity is carried and we are now called Left Unity. Thank you very much.
In a chandelier-lit conference room in central London, Britain's newest political party readies itself to take on the establishment.
We can't live like this. And finally somebody has to say the emperor has no clothes. This economic system cannot function and will never function.
Ken Loach, film director and Camden Branch party member, is one of 1,200 paid-up founders of Left Unity. He and his comrades think the anger over austerity and the failures of capitalism have created a popular yearning for a socialist alternative.
We haven't had a party that says this system will fail to give people a decent living and a dignified life. It is a life of casual labour or unemployment or poverty that awaits many hundreds of thousands of people.
But channeling anger into influence, much less electoral success, is a Herculean effort.
A vote for the English Democrats is a vote for a party that's free from the corruption that's tainted Westminster, a party with common sense policy.
Animals Count is a UK political party for people and animals.
More than 130 parties fielded candidates in the 2010 general election, but just 11 hold seats in the House of Commons. The signs, though, Nottingham University's Matthew Goodwin says, are auspicious for newcomers.
We have record numbers of voters saying, I'd be up for supporting a new party. I quite like Nigel Farage. The problem is the system. How do you overcome first past the post?
Dr. Richard Taylor managed to overcome first past the post when he won Wyre Forest for the independent Kidderminster Hospital and Health Concern Party in 2001. He and his party turned unhappiness about the downgrading of the local hospital into council seats and then into a parliamentary seat in just 2 years.
I believe you need three things to get elected. You need an unpopular sitting MP, and if there is a local issue, he's got to have taken the wrong line on that local issue. And the third thing you need is somebody who's reasonably well known.
Funding too is an issue for new parties. Dr. Taylor's success was paid for by a monthly lottery. Then there is the question of leadership. Matthew Goodwin.
Small parties are notorious for falling apart very, very quickly because of personality disputes, ideological divisions, a lack of resources.
If anyone wants a count, we will have a count. Does anybody want a count?
No.
No, hang on, shush.
Back in the conference room, the heat is rising. 400 delegates, many fanning themselves with red, green and black voting cards, are struggling to find unity. There are disputes on how many speakers to call, and even whether the ideas they're voting on will become the party's formal aims.
There's a lot of people here who have differing views on exactly what this party should stand for. How are you going to pull all that together and make a pitch that people believe in?
Basing it on democratic principles where we feed upwards rather than things are fed down, that makes us fundamentally different from any party, and I think that makes us attractive to people who want to come in.
There's some people within the organisation that thinks of the electoral process as the only way, right? And there's other people, I would say like myself, who actually think that it's not just the electoral process, it's actually building in the grassroots and actually changing things from below.
I'm sorry that we're already well behind time. We go to the vote.
The conference concluded without a decision on which grassroots campaigns to back. When Left Unity will start contesting elections is also up in the air. Despite agreement, the party should seek a mandate to govern.
This is just the start of a long journey. We have to be realistic. It may not succeed.
Left Unity has been created from anger and ideology, but its success will depend on how members deal with the practicalities of politics.
Rebecca Keating reporting.